Hello, friends. This is Phonograph DJ Mac bringing you Centennial Songs. 100 years ago, James Rhys Europe, America's greatest proponent of jazz, was murdered by his drummer over an onstage tiff. Jim had been active and celebrated for more than a decade in bringing his accelerated pre-jazz style of ragtime music to a mainstream audience. In 1919, he was poised to be an international force in this new jazz music. He established the Clef Club, a society for black artists, in 1910 and staged seminal concerts at Carnegie Hall in 1912, showcasing a symphony of Negro music, a first in many ways, including all black composers and musicians with an integrated audience. He was a crossover artist through his work with Irene and Vernon Castle, creating the Turkey Trot, the Foxtrot, and the famous Castle Walk. Check out his 1914 Victor recordings. They're all wonderful. He served in World War I with the Harlem Hellfighters, where he saw action, became an officer, and of course, as the regiment band leader, James Rhys Europe introduced Europe to jazz. Triumphantly returning home to a Fifth Avenue New York City parade in February of 1919 to accolades, he was seen as the ambassador of jazz. Jim was poised to fuel the jazz age. Hot and ready to go, Jim planned an extensive U.S. tour with his sights set on going back to Europe to follow. Amid these concerts, he was able to get the band to make 24 recordings for Pathé between March 3rd and May 7th. 2 days after that last recording session, all plans came abruptly to an end. On May 9th, 1919, in Boston, at a concert, Jim had words with drummer Herbert Wright. Somehow, things escalated to the point of Wright pulling a knife on Europe during intermission and cutting him in the neck. The concert went on, with Jim making his way to the hospital, but the wound was fatal, and he was dead that night. It's hard to underestimate the loss this was for the growth of American music. James Rhys Europe had fused jazz and popular music in new, exciting ways with a clarity of direction as only a true visionary artist can have. He showed us how jazz music was becoming popular music while crossing over racial lines at a time when they were still firmly drawn. His force was one that seemed beyond containment of all musical and cultural boundaries. To be cut down the way he was a tragic loss. We are left with the last recordings of Lieutenant Jim Europe's 369th U.S. Infantry Hellfighters Band. It's hard to pick one. I suggest you check them all out. But here is the classic St. Louis Blues, a tribute to James Rhys Europe, this week's Centennial Song.
Pa's daddy was a ragtime trombone player. My mammy was a ragtime cabaret. They met one day at a tango tea. There was a syncopated wedding, and then came me. Folks think the way I walk is a fair.